welcome to the 18 hours news bulletin on Millennium Radio. We take a look at stories making headlines. IAPRI study edges improved agricultural markets to boost growth and food security in Zambia. Zambia's mining sector set for low double-digit growth despite power challenges. Nearly 500 protesters have been killed in Iran since protests began.
Millennium FM, the voice of development.
With the details, my name is Mugwema Timothy Shilalam. A recent study by the Indaba Agriculture Policy Research Institute, IAPRI, has underscored the critical role that efficient agricultural markets play in driving economic growth and strengthening food security across Sub-Saharan Africa. However, the study notes that efforts to transition to a market-oriented agricultural economy in Zambia and other Southern African countries continues to face setbacks due to ineffective policies, weak institutions, and inadequate infrastructure, raising concern among farmers and agricultural stakeholders. Reacting to findings, National Association for Smallholder Farmers in Zambia, NASFAM, Executive Director Dr. Frank Kayula, has emphasized the urgent need for market infrastructure, especially designed for agriculture. Dr. Kayula has cited the lack of essential facilities, such as cold storage rooms, noting that the absence of such infrastructure severely affects farmers dealing in perishable produce, leading to post-harvest losses and reduced incomes.
Trading there is different. There's nothing like that. We need to change the way market structures are designed. Storage facilities. We may have dry storage facilities with FRI and the fuel. Private sector companies that have come on board. But what about the cold storage facilities? They are very scanty. So this infrastructure is very bad as a result. Market is left to who is able to withstand the situation. Perishable, you get sad. Someone delivers things on Soweto market, Mtendera market, and then they start withering.
Meanwhile, Zambia Small Scale Farmers Network Executive Director Edward Insama has bemoaned the continued control of market prices for farmers' commodities. Mr. Insama has called for the implementation of policies that prioritize the needs and voices of smallholder farmers, stressing that they deserve a fair and competitive prices for their produce.
The market strategies or market policies to allow small-scale farmers to export their produce to other countries to definitely increase the income base for the small-scale farmers and even for the government itself to earn foreign exchange. I think agriculture marketing bill should address these issues.
And responding to the concerns, Minister of Agriculture, Principal Public Relations Officer Balewa Zulu acknowledged the challenges facing the agriculture sector. Mr. Zulu says government is promoting public-private partnerships aimed at improving both input supply and market access for farmers.
Our smallholder farmers are not only productive, but they're also commercially viable. So the ministry is also enhancing collaboration between research institutions, cooperatives, financial institutions, and the private sector to build resilience and also inclusive agriculture markets. When we are talking about research institutions, remember that under the ministry, we have key institutions that are really dedicated towards research. We have what we call the Zambia Agricultural Research Institute, ZARI, that is dedicated to helping the farmers coming up with new breeds and giving information to the farmers for them to be able to do that. To plant whatever they want. They are doing soil mapping, soil testing for every farmer that is willing.
Political analyst Alex Ngoma says the anticipated rise in splinter members of parliament emerging from the former ruling Patriotic Front is expected to significantly alter the balance of power in the National Assembly after this year's elections. Dr. Ngoma predicts that several former PF members are likely to contest the August elections as independents or under different political parties due to ongoing internal divisions within the party. He explains that the fragmentation within the PF could weaken party cohesion, creating space for breakaway candidates who still have a strong support at constituency level. He adds that while Ehang Parliament may broaden representation and give voters more choices, it also demands political maturity and compromise from all stakeholders. Dr. Ngoma has called on political parties to prepare for alliances and focus on issue-based politics as Zambia heads into a critical electoral year.
It is very difficult as of now to really tell what people have in their hearts, whether positive or negative. But the point is simply that, yes, they want to make a statement of one kind or another, and that's why there's so much interest in registering to vote. Even the first-time voters have come on board now just to make sure that, their voices are heard.
The Zambia Chamber of Mines has expressed cautious optimism about the country's mining sector, projecting low double-digit growth despite ongoing energy challenges as the industry continues to benefit from strong copper prices and sustained policy reforms. Chamber of Mines Chief Executive Officer Sokwari Chilembo says the sector remains a positive trajectory as it works towards the long-term target of producing 3 million tons of copper annually. Mr. Chilembo notes that the transformation within Zambia's mining industry is accelerating even in the face of persistent power constraints that have disrupted operations at some mining firms. He has further welcomed the completion of the local content statutory instrument, describing its imminent implementation as a significant milestone for the sector. He says the policy shift is expected to deepen local participation across the mining value chain, enabling Zambian-owned businesses to play a greater role in supplying goods and services to the industry.
But it's a question of implementing things correctly, because when you do, then your growth can be sustainable, and that's what we have to attain if we're going to go for the 3 million ton goal. So without this, it simply wasn't going to be possible, and it's been fundamental to the successes that we are seeing beginning to accumulate, and soon I think the general public will begin to feel a lot of the benefits. Look, we'll say the same thing we said last year, more of the same: double digit growth, low double digit growth if we can attain it and sustain it despite the operating headwinds, and all of this is really mitigated by a high copper price. So we see that continuing, and if that's the case, we hope to deliver more of the same low double-digit growth, and this has to be sustained over time. That's the only way we'll begin to see the benefits.
The Zambia Contractors Advisory Center, ZCAC, has called on government to help contractors access affordable financing with the implementation of local content policy. ZCAC Executive Director Mwamba Nsofa says limited access to finance and high production costs remain major challenges facing contractors across the country. Mr. Nsofa notes that apart from local content policy, government needs to introduce additional measures aimed at supporting contractors. He says such interventions would help promote business growth and sustainability within the construction sector.
So we have always been encouraging them all to make sure that they support each other in one or the other. Yeah, and there has been also a lot of sensitization on the issue of quoting. Other contractors, they don't know how to do the quoting. Some of the quotings are actually done just by, you know, it's like someone just thinks about how much a certain, you know, product can cost, even without consulting the manufacturers and the like. Or because sometimes they can use the previous quotation that they were given.
And now, business news. Business news.
The Cotton Association of Zambia says it is too early to establish how many farmers have gone into cotton production this season as the distribution of farming inputs is still ongoing. The association explains that accurate figures are usually confirmed after farmers have planted and completed their first weeding, a stage that indicates the crop is likely to mature. Speaking in an interview with Millennium Radio, the association's Director for Technical Regulation, Derek Sichilima, said that despite the